Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like to shine the spotlight in a more general way on Brazil as a major gateway to world markets of illicit drugs produced in the Andean region, especially cocaine. Drug abuse is growing throughout the nation and drug-related violence is a particularly serious national challenge. Brazil is also battling a widespread incidence of alcohol abuse, with some surveys suggesting that as many as 10% of the population have a drinking problem. Cecilia Iorio comes from Brazil and now heads the Brazilian program at CAFOD, the London-based aid and development agency for the Catholic bishops of England and Wales. She spoke to my colleague, Susie Hodges, about the problem of drug and alcohol abuse in Brazil.
Well, I think in poor neighbourhoods, the precarious living condition just led people to try something to ease their suffering. Low level of schooling, lack of job and income or prospect, a lot of social and racial discrimination, these all constitute major factors for people going into drugs and alcohol. And many of those children, some of them, they still live with their family. But in their family, or their mom, or their dad, or brothers, they are into drugs. Then for them, it's quite difficult to stay out of this. And even when they stay out of the consumption, sometimes they don't stay out of the traffic because it's a way of getting some money, even to buy food and clothing. It's very difficult to move out of this situation when those people don't have a proper job. Because of the color, because of the lack of schooling, then the only trade that accept then are the illegal trades like drugs and prostitution.
And is the drug problem getting worse as far as you can tell?
Well, it's interesting. Probably this is something that we can see in the statistics because the middle class in Brazil, because they are also the people that consume those drugs, is high. And then those people that get on the trap of the illicit trade, they sell to those people. And because the cities are getting crowded, favelas are more close today to the middle-class neighborhood. And then I think there is an increase of trade of drugs and there is an increase of street children, poor children being part of this trade, even when they are not users.
And when we talk about drugs, is it mostly hard drugs like heroin and cocaine or is it mostly cannabis?
Yeah, I think in those poor areas it's more marijuana, crack, chew, glue. I don't know if you know this thing that they use to sniff. It's a very, very cheap drug. And alcohol as well. But there is also cocaine, but heroin and other things are not so common these days.
And when it comes to alcohol abuse, is this also a very widespread problem? Is it spread amongst the different social strata?
Well, because alcohol is cheap, then probably. But alcohol is more a drug of, let's say, young plus the age of 15 or 17, 18. For those under 17, is crack, marijuana and glue is more common among them. A lot of crack today because it's the cheapest drug.
This particular type of rehabilitation, the Farms of Hope, has a very high success rate of 80%. But for somebody who has a problem with drugs or alcohol, I mean, how many opportunities are there to get accepted onto a rehabilitation program or to find help to help them kick their habit?
Well, this is a rare opportunity. And I think in Recife, I can't remember of any good center that could treat as a public health problem. If there is more private clinic or very, very small initiative at local health center. But there is no national policy to help drug addiction, and particularly for those that live in shanty towns. I don't think that there are many. I haven't heard of any in Recife, and I have been traveling to Recife in the last, well, I used to live there. And I know that for middle-class people, there is facilities, but for poor, for the very poor, I haven't heard of any poor people going to those centers to help them. And for street kids, What they do is very small project with church help that goes and try to help increase their self-esteem and find some occupational therapy and training and activities such as football, capoeira, readings. It's the church and many small organizations linked to the church that usually take this work on.
When you talk about the church and similar organisations taking on this work, how active is the church in this? You know, how many sort of church-run projects are there?
Well, I can't tell you about numbers, but the National Network of Street Children in Brazil was set up with the help of the church. And still, many national, local branch of the Street Children National Movement are supported by local priests or bishops or Catholic community all around Brazil. And in Recife, I know they are very active. And there are several small organizations that, from the local community together with the church, they set up centers, they set up activities to bring in those children. They have a project to address those children that can't or don't want to come to a center. They go and do the work on the streets with them. It is a very varied range of actions trying to address a very, very difficult situation, because many of those street children, they don't have a place to go back. Or if they go back there, the life in their home are so difficult because of addict father or mother, poverty, overcrowded space, lack of love, lack of care. It's really a huge task these people take on.
In fact, when you've talked to these street kids, are there any kinds of especially shocking stories that they tell you about their background that have really stayed in your mind?
Yeah, the thing is about there is a lot of sexual abuse, a lot of violence, physical violence, and many of them, they just say, I couldn't bear anymore and I feel safer in the street than at home. Mostly their story is about violence, is about lack of any sort of care or love. If you talk to them, you can keep your voice or your heart at the same pace. You just feel that you are in front of a person that has been to a very terrible experience.
And although it must be hard to put figures, I mean, roughly what percentage of these street kids have in some way become involved in drugs, either, as you say, as consumers or else in trafficking?
Well, the statistics is not clear about this problem, but probably being in the street, at least half or more has an experience with drug. I think the heavy use of drug start after the age of 10, 11, when I think the children realize that there is no way out.
You've been listening to the head of the Brazilian program at CAFOD, the London-based aid and development agency for the Catholic bishops of England and Wales, Cecilia Iorio, speaking to Susie Hodges.